Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we like to begin our time together by setting the intention with naturally seven and let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And I pray that our lives will be better. Take to this Lord, help you to. Lord, I pray that these words we are saying will.
Always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 or so minutes out of your busy Sunday. As we come together to join hearts and minds across the airways, as we collectively choose to deepen down and commune with the source of being, the ground of all that is, the ultimate reality, God, the divine beloved, the omniscient, omnipresent, omniscient spirit that is within. Today, my Sunday Soul Connection is entitled, Here to Love. It was inspired by one of our Sunday Soulers who sent me her favorite song of the moment, Lenny Kravitz, the song of the same title, Here to Love. And last week, as I shared that we needed to recognize our goat thoughts and our sheep thoughts, I'm trying to stay open to how spirit is moving with my sheep thoughts so that I can not be obstinate. And so as I received and listened to this song, I thought, oh, I need to create a Sunday Soul for this. This is too beautiful a song not to share some of the lyrics that he is wanting us to embrace. And I'd already, the day before, I think, found a poem and a quote, the quote that I sent out yesterday that already had spoken to me. And this is the thing when I invite you to stay open to how spirit is always guiding and directing us. If we become too goat-like and obstinate when not listening and paying attention. When we are staying open, though, we can allow spirit to flow in and through us to guide and direct. I'd already prepared service. Again, it was another one of those, everything just downloaded, boof, boof, boof. And you'll get that service next week. But one of the things as I listened to the lyrics of Lenny's song that was so poignant and so beautiful, and it's so clear, I don't need to repeat them, you'll hear them at the end. I was thinking, as he's advocating, we're here to love. How do we do that? You know, it's very easy to send out these kind of very, just what sounds like a vague instruction. How are we more loving? And for me, to be more loving is to be more inclusive. I've shared with you that my thesis was based on what I call the tri-love inclusivist approach that our teacher advocated, the love of the sacred, the love of each other, and the love of the self. And we all know more or less how to connect with the sacred. We all know more or less how to work on loving ourselves. But I think the challenge in today's culture and society is how are we more loving to our neighbor? And I know that the word loving is somewhat loaded for some people, because in the English definition, we think of love as romantic. In the Greek definition, love has many levels of interpretation, whether it be familial, whether it be agos, whether it be agos eros, whether it be agape. There are different expressions of love. And so when I created my ministry, rebranded my ministry last year, I broke it down to simply, love is kindness. If we are learning to be more kind to one another, as well as kind to ourselves, if we can know how to do that, do it and be it consistently, we are truly expressing love. We don't need to be concerned with all the various definitions. We simply need to be able to be kind. The quote that I shared you yesterday by Max DeBrie simply said, we need to give each other the space to grow, to be ourselves, to exercise our diversity. We need to give each other space so that we can both give and receive such beautiful things as ideas, openness, dignity, joy, healing, and inclusion. When I read that quote this week, it blew me away. It's so simple and succinct, but yet it is so challenging for so many of us to do. And the thing is, we've grown up not realizing perhaps just how our biases are so encultured in us that we don't even realize them. And I've always believed that our spirituality has to be practical. If we are embracing and living and doing a practical spirituality, we will be progressing and evolving to express the divine within us. I advocate there is no point going to church, hearing a sermon, and coming out and still carrying on the same way. Our spirituality has to move us. I don't mind or care how big or small your increments are, but it has to be a continual progression. And so I thought clearly, How can I invite people to be more kind and more compassionate? How can I invite them to be more inclusive? And so for me, always now, whenever I'm looking at something, if it's not clear for me, I'm going to Google it. What is out there that we should be embracing? And there was a wonderful article that I came across, which I'm going to share with you, after I share the sacred text, because that's going to set up how I'm going to share our teaching this morning. Our sacred text comes from 1 John 4:20. And it says, whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. That is so clear. If we understand that we are all expressions of the divine, that we are all expressing the one spirit, that is the God nature, the God intelligence, the God life, the God presence, how can we dislike or hate another, but yet pretend we love God? That makes no sense whatsoever. And yet, so often we do. We have grown up sometimes, I feel, in a culture and a society that makes us feel separate because of our education, because of our financial situation, because of our color, because of our race, because of our religion. There are so many things we have chosen to think makes us different from others, that makes us feel separate from others. We avoid people because they look different from us. We cross the street. We see someone who's perhaps younger than us, or, you know, I was traveling up to town, and a group of young boys came on, and they were loud and raucous. And I already felt myself closing in, shutting down. And I had to catch myself. They were loud and talking about, I think it was rugby or football, and the next game, and where they were going out, and where they were going to eat. But we always feel uncomfortable if a group or another person that's slightly not within our usual norm comes into or we meet up with or we're passing. And it's how do we stay open to our recognition of how sometimes unconsciously we start to shut down and close because we feel threatened, because we feel intimidated, because we feel uncomfortable. And so I came across this wonderful article in called The Medium, and I'm happy to send it on to anyone if you would like it, just let me know. But how do we recognize and how can we be more inclusive? And it set out 7 questions that we should ask ourselves. As I read this article and as I read through the questions, I was struck with, wow, yeah, I'm guilty of this. I don't do that. I need to check myself. And so I want to share with you briefly, because it's quite an in-depth article, I want to share with you briefly the suggestions that they offered, because I believe that these are suggestions that will enable us to be more inclusive. This will enable us to recognize the diversity that exists in our world and how can we interact with it without feeling overwhelmed, intimidated, or uncomfortable. Because let's face it, we're living in times where people are more aware of what is dividing us than what unifies us. We're more aware of what our difference is than what our commonality is. And we have to consciously choose to override this way of thinking, this over way of being, this way that we seem to be heading very fast and rapidly towards the sense of other. Our teacher told us that we were to love. This was his final commandment. This is my commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. He didn't say love them only if they're a Jew like me. He didn't say love them if they're heterosexual. He didn't say love them or don't love them if they're of another religion or another race. He simply said love. All-encompassing, all-embracing, all-inclusive. That's why you hear me say that Jesus was a tri-lover and radical inclusivist. Nobody was outside his circumference of loving. And yet we who think we are followers of him put up and put forward so many reasons why we should exclude people as opposed to include them. So this article says that we need to be, number one, careful of mindful communication, that we should listen more and talk carefully and avoid using gender-specific words. And I know I'm guilty of this, like I will say, so guys, when I'm talking to mixed company. And we all fall into that. So let's listen and be careful of the language we're using and don't interrupt when people are talking or over-talk them. I remember when I was doing my spiritual counseling, how we were taught to listen and how I became aware how often people don't listen. They're so eager and wanting to get their point of view across even before you finish saying yours that they're over-talking or cross-talking over you. So let's have more mindful communication and listen more and talk carefully. The second invitation is to challenge the stereotypes. Whether we recognize it or not, we all have unconscious biases and prejudices. And certainly we're not short of information out there. We need to move beyond sometimes our upbringing, our cultural teachings, our social beliefs, because they influence how we interact with other people. You know, when we look and see someone for the first time, what is our impression? And often our first impression is based on our biases that are already embedded in our consciousness. You know, can we recognize when we are stereotyping a person? If we see a young black guy in a hoodie, are we thinking, oh my God, we're going to be mugged? Those are the stereotypes that we can so easily buy into. Or if we see a homeless person on the street, do we think, oh, automatically, they're probably a drunk or a druggie? These are the stereotypes that we need to check ourselves on. What are we buying into? The third thing they advocate is avoid assumptions. And assumptions are something that we do unconsciously all the time. And it's important that we recognize when we are making assumptions, when we're interacting with others. So don't assume what you think someone's sexual orientation or origin is, or what their religious affiliation or their educational status is. And try to avoid questions like, where are you from really? And because this is the thing, people constantly ask me, where am I from? And I said, oh, where do I live? I live in London, just outside a place called Hampton Court. That's not really what they're wanting to know. They want to know where I was born, what was my place of birth, because I don't seem to fit their expectation of what they think or where they think I'm from. The fourth thing this is, ask yourself and others the right questions. And this refers to just try and find out whether their realities are similar to yours, what their positions or their beliefs might be, so that you don't limit your approach to others. The fifth question they say that you should be aware of is to be aware of your privilege. What are the things that you are allowing to separate and divide yourself from others that exist in our world that we buy into? Just being aware of our own privilege is crucial into adapting a more inclusive attitude. Our privilege could be institutional, societal, physical, personal, political, and we're always operating through different levels of privilege. We often hear in the news currently that the most privileged is the typical white heterosexual male in Western society. They have privileged conditions that even as white females don't have, and certainly of other ethnic groups are not exposed to. I recognize I am privileged. I'm privileged that I'm a black woman growing up in a Western culture that accepts me to a degree. I'm privileged because as a woman, I'm free to make certain choices for myself that I know other women in various parts of the world are not. There are privileges that we are all experiencing based on our education, based on what we're allowed and accepted. We're based how privileges on our finances, our economic. We're all living in wonderful homes where we have electricity and running water. These are privileges that many people across this world, we're in the top 1% of people in our world, about 6-7 billion globe people across the globe. We're privileged by just the fact of where we live. The invitation for number six is to be proactive in educating yourself on the topic. Know about what's going on. What are the disability studies, queer theories, the gender and women's studies, the critical race studies, the feminist critic, the psychology, anthropology, sociology, medicine, and further disciplines that are constantly being researched and out there. One of the things I got very clear about as I was doing my thesis is information is out there. We have to take time to do the research. I am very careful, more now than ever before, that when someone sends me something, I'm going to take time to check its facts. Is it true? Is it accurate? Is it correct? A friend sent me something on Saturday saying that Brixton was now going to be renamed as East Clapham. And of course, everybody's up in arms, and I went and Googled. This was a hoax. The research is out there. Do the research, inform yourself, know what's going on. I remember reading an article about a couple of weeks back, and the person was physically disabled as well as being blind. And they said the thing that was the most frightening for them is how people make assumptions about what they want or needed. How often as the blind person, people would just grab their arm and then take them across the road. They don't check if it's okay to touch them. They don't check if it's what they want. These are assumptions we're making all the time. And this, as I said, even if you don't want to do the research, there's on Instagram, there are people that are advocating for these topics that you can just go and look and find out this information for yourself. And it's short and easy to read. So you don't need to be ill-informed or uninformed. And the final thing that they say is stay open, stay curious, and do not fear mistakes. It says becoming and remaining inclusive is a process, not an objective to be achieved. As in all processes, it is important to remain open and curious and continue to look for opportunities to learn about various topics. To remain open and curious above all is to attract people and situations that allow us to challenge both in a positive and a negative way our beliefs and our cultural personal patterns. If we are here to love, my beloveds, then these 7 suggestions I highly recommend that we look into embracing, embodying, and practicing in our lives. I know when I read this article, I could identify with several areas that I needed to be more conscious in. None of us are perfect. As long as we're here on this earth, we have work to do. As I keep reiterating, the spiritual life is not for the faint-hearted. We are required to deepen and change our old ways of thinking and being to being a more inclusive, loving, kind expression of the divine. My story that I want to share with you speaks to what I've just been sharing regarding inclusivity. And the author is Roderick Kofi Anasui. He says, in 1990, my family traveled to the Frankfurt, Germany temple. He's a Mormon, by the way. Arranging to stay in the home of a widow who was a member of the church. On the second day of our visit, our host told us that if she had known we were black, she would not have let us stay in her home. But she says, your presence in my home has taught me a great lesson, she continued. I do not see any difference between us. Last year, when our daughter told us of her plan to marry her sweetheart, who was white, in the Salt Lake Temple, we wondered what to expect among people who were different from us, both in culture and race. But we enjoyed an extraordinary outpouring of love and kindness from all the people we met. At the marriage ceremony in the temple, the words, "the people of one heart and one mind," came to mind. We truly experienced a culture of love. You see, it's the unknown that scares us. The German lady, because perhaps of her lack of interaction with people of color, was frightened and apprehensive. But once she welcomed them into her home and accepted them, by the second day she recognized, there's no difference. We're all one. We're all the same. My poem that I want to share with you is from Langston Hughes, entitled, I Dream a World. I dream a world where man, no other man, will scorn, where love will bless the earth and peace its path adorn. I dream a world where all will know sweet freedom's way, where greed no longer saps the soul, nor avarice blights our day. A world I dream where black or white, whatever race you be, will share the bounties of the earth and every man is free. Where wretchedness will hang its head and joy like a pearl attends the need of all mankind. Of such I dream my world. Our science of mind reading is entitled On Compassionate Living. The first quote comes from Eva Bell Werber, Quiet Talks with the Master, says, be very still, and soon shall open the heavens of my fullness. Second quote is from Ernest Holmes, Science of Mind, and he says, we are in a world and of it, and it is good that it is so. The author writes, I simply think of compassion as care for another, especially if he or she is troubled. I think many others think of it somewhat like this, because so many of us extend our hands and hearts to people in need. At this time, our world seems so full of hatred and divisiveness that we can use all the compassionate living we can get. We can, of course, take on big projects that need great time and love, but we can also be part of local activities, or maybe even small things we can do ourselves. As an elder person who sometimes finds herself feeling greatly alone, there's no question that daily prayer helps to keep me connected. But so also does a bright voice on the phone or the thoughtful note on the computer remind me of caring others. If someone comes to mind who has not been in our orbit for a while, this is an effortless reminder to engage in connection. make that call, write that note, or pay a visit. There can never, ever be enough loving care to go around, whether it involves a personal friend or maybe someone we don't even know. What would it take to provide a meal for a stranger? I believe that as spiritual beings, we are here to do good. Compassionate living fits right in. My beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go into the center of our being, connecting with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the ultimate reality, the spirit of God itself. Always you're invited at this time to remember that it is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. So let us be intentional as we are taking this time to deepen down of our oneness with the source of all that is. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeply. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slowly. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeply. This is my breath as I breathe out slowly. Deeply. Slowly. Deeply. Slowly. Slowly. Deeply. Slowly. Deeply. Slowly. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in love. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out kindness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out kindness. Love. Kindness. Love. Kindness. Love. Kindness. Love. Kindness. Love. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let us be intentional for our week ahead. Always the invitation is to see in your mind's eye that which you wish to do, be, have, or experience. And as you are visualizing it, add the feeling component. What does it feel like? How are you feeling and experiencing it? Bring your attention to your breath. Take another deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the spirit, the energy, the life force whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. Divine beloved, ground of being, ultimate reality, source of all that is. As we consciously come into communion with you at this time, let us open up our hearts and minds to remember that we are here to love, that love is the reason for our being, that at our core, at our essence, is your spirit which is love. Let us learn to be more loving towards those that are different from us. Let us learn to be more loving and accepting of those who we consider the other. Let us learn to be more aware that we are all one. That despite our differences, be it financial, be it educational, be it religious, or any of the other ways that we find that we are different from others, let us remember that we are one, for we are all of your spirit, your life, your presence. Divine beloved, for everything that is happening across our world, for this outbreak of this disease in China that's spreading, we remember them and ask that those and those who are experiencing other outbreaks, Ebola across other parts of Africa, those that are experiencing from the disasters, from fires, from floods, from earthquakes, those who have left their homeland, separating themselves from families and loved ones because of war, those that are in refugee camps, who are experiencing cold and hunger, all the misplaced people in our world. We hold them in our hearts and sending love to them now. We know, Mother, Father, God, there can only be a healing of our world when each and every one of us heals our sense of separation and brokenness that we carry within. We pray for our leaders that they may recognize that we are one kind, we are humankind, that we are one race, the human race. They're so busy fighting over borders. It seems there isn't a country in the world that isn't in conflict with another country. Let us remember that in spite of what we consider our differences, we all come from you, and to you we shall all return. This world that we are living in is just purely us to caretake. So let us stop fighting over land and territory. Let us honor the world and its inhabitants, the four leg, the wing, the hoof. Let us honor all creation as a part of the life that you are expressing in its own unique way. O divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, may we come back to the true remembrance to embrace, to embody, and to live from our heart space, knowing that love is our reason for being. And may we be kind in all our interactions as we go through our days. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your side, facing outwards and affirm, I'm grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs about myself. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmation and Buddhist meditation.
All guest lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our affirmation from our Science of Mind reading. I give my gifts every day with joy.
I give my gifts every day with joy.
I bring my good to life. In large ways and in small.
My heart of love is always open.
Our Buddhist meditation. If anyone has hurt or harmed me. Knowingly or unknowingly. In thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Now, prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. My beloveds, as we're drawing towards the close of our Sunday Soul, for 2020 I'm going to make a new theme on the last Sunday of every month. I'm going to invite you, if you've enjoyed the month's Sunday Soul services, to go onto my charity, my ministry's website, theloveiskindness.org, and make a donation into my charity so that we can continue to do work in this world that can touch another. That's loveiskindness.org. Just to announce and remind you that we will have our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10 as usual on Thursday. And our rumination for this week simply says, only when I realize my limitations can I hope to rise above them and glimpse my endless possibilities. So my benediction for you today, may God bless us with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that we may live deep within our hearts. May God bless us with anger at injustice and oppression and exploitation of people, so that we may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless us with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that we may reach out our hands to comfort them and turn their pain into joy. And may God bless us with enough foolishness to believe that we can make a difference in this world, so that we can do what others claim cannot be done, to bring justice and kindness to all our children and the poor. So, my beloveds, as I promised, inspired by one of our Sunday Soulers' suggestions, this is Lenny Kravitz and Here to Love. Enjoy.
Thank you.
We must all unite, for we are one creation. We must join the fight, together we are strong. We must do what's right in every situation. Love each other's land as you will do your own. Just think twice.
My beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday. I look forward to joining you again on Thursday for our midweek prayer, 10 at 10. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.